From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Calling Anbar province an example of American success in Iraq, President Bush today said that some troops could be sent home if security conditions continue to improve. The president made an unannounced visit to the Al-Asad air base in Anbar to talk with Marines there and with leaders of the Iraqi government, including Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Here's what President Bush had to say about troop levels after he met with the top U.S. commander in Iraq and the U.S. ambassador to Baghdad.
But General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker tell me, if the kind of success we are now seeing continues, it will be possible to maintain the same level of security with fewer American forces.
Petraeus and Crocker will deliver a much-anticipated report to Congress next week. Later, speaking to an audience of Marines, Mr. Bush indicated that his decisions about troop levels will not be led by public opinion.
Those decisions will be based on a calm assessment by our military commanders on the conditions on the ground, not a nervous reaction by Washington politicians to poll results in the media. In other words, when we begin to draw down troops from Iraq, it will be from a position of strength and success, not from a position of fear and failure.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is in Iraq with President Bush. And Don, did the president have anything more specific to say about troop levels, or did he leave it at that?
He left it at that, but it's interesting. When the president utters those words, fewer American forces, he knows that that is going to be the story out of this trip. Now, he followed it up about an hour later with that speech that we just heard to the troops. Not really a speech. It was kind of a 10-minute thank you for their service, where he fell back on his usual position, which is those decisions about troop levels will be based on what the commanders on the ground tell him. But still, he seemed to be sending a signal that they're looking for ways to be able to say, okay, things are doing well enough in Anbar province, so we can start lowering the number of troops.
And the president has been talking a lot about Anbar province, calling it an example of the success that he would like to see all over Iraq.
Absolutely. And that's why they came here. This is the president's third unannounced trip to Iraq. But it's his first somewhere other than Baghdad. And it's no coincidence that it's Anbar province. This is a place that was known as kind of a hotbed for al-Qaeda fighters. And the president likes to note that a year ago, a lot of people were saying Anbar is lost. But a troop surge actually started here earlier than this summer's troop surge in Baghdad and in other places across the country. And the Sunni leadership, as the White House puts it, made a calculation that it is worth standing up to al-Qaeda and fighting with the Americans against al-Qaeda. As a result, the number of al-Qaeda attacks have fallen, daily al-Qaeda attacks have fallen drastically here. But again, you do have an extra 4,000 troops here.
Now, it's interesting that the president did not go to Baghdad at all. So when he met with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, it was up to the prime minister to get to Anbar to meet with President Bush.
That's right. Maliki, of course, Shia, coming to Sunni territory. And the president had a series of meetings. First, he met with General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker. Then he met with some of the Iraqi national leaders, certainly Prime Minister Maliki in that bunch. Then he met with Sunni tribal leaders. Finally, he had a meeting where Maliki was at the table and those tribal leaders. And you could see the president trying to push them together, telling Maliki that the Sunnis are taking steps, you need to take some more steps. So it was a very overt attempt at helping the reconciliation process here by the president.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president in Iraq. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.